I'm John Osier here with today's Ozone Mailbag. And Chris from Jacksonville writes, when is the general manager going to get done? Is there any concern that this is just taking too long? Well, not from this chair. Shad Khan has reportedly interviewed 4 candidates, and it has taken about 10 days. Considering the extensiveness of these interviews, that's not unusual. There's an urgency among observers to get something, anything done. But that's not the way you go about a major hiring that decides the direction of the franchise. Take time to get this right. It's that important. Jamie from Garden, Kansas writes, could you see the Jaguars trading the number 2 overall selection for a later pick? There's a lot of defensive talent in this draft, so trading down a few spots doesn't seem like it would hurt the Jaguars. If so, which trade would make sense? We've got more than 3 months before the draft, so we may as well cover this now. Trading down is a great idea. It would make a lot of sense to do it. The issue is always finding someone to trade with, something that could be tough to do this year. Now, Terrence from Winter Park writes, this waiting, it's driving me nuts, oh man. Remain calm. The general manager search is important. A day, 2 days, a week, doesn't matter. This decision will shape the future of the franchise. The right decision is more important than the quick one. Now, Dayro from Oakland, California writes, hypothetically, what would you say about bringing in both Tebow and Vic? Vic to mentor Tebow on how to be a successful running quarterback. I don't see anything wrong with it, do you? I doubt it would happen. I'd always heard my predecessor wasn't big on Tebow. Maybe I'm remembering incorrectly, though. Now, Jonathan from Lawrence, Kansas writes, wouldn't the Jaguar situation be more appealing to a general manager candidate? None of the teams have a franchise quarterback, and with Jacksonville, the GM can shape the roster however he wants. Combine that with an owner who is willing to spend, and you're in paradise. Well, you talk to people around the league, and what you hear is that the Jaguars' GM position is indeed coveted. Khan is willing to spend, and the Jaguars are in a very cap-friendly situation. Throw in the fact that at 2-14, there's nowhere to go but up, and yeah, it's a good gig. Mrs. J writes, I'll give you this. You've taken as many hits as the Jags. How do you do it? Mrs. J, I have no idea. Now, Mel from New York writes, John, let's talk draft. Please, who you got with number 2 pick? I don't got anyone yet, and I really like to start diving into the draft at the Senior Bowl in a couple of weeks. But the early guess here is they go with someone who can run on the defensive front. The Jaguars need to get bigger, stronger, faster on that side of the ball. Now, James from Jacksonville writes, what does the O-man think of Johnny Football? Do you think he can make a difference to an NFL team? I've had many nicknames, but this is the first time I've been called Johnny Football. But yeah, I think I had a decent year. I'd like to think I made a difference. Now, Will from Jacksonville writes, hey, John, spent the whole weekend watching football and waiting for GM news. You? Well, like much of Jaguars land, the weekend for the Ozone was indeed an odd start to the postseason. Not very restful and not really any time away at all. We began the weekend as we'd spent the week, glued to Twitter for the GM search and breathlessly awaiting word from this guy, or even this guy, or this guy. We became a little too familiar with this. Googled names like Gamble, Caldwell, Ross, Kahn, and debated and speculated and pontificated about what it all meant. What direction would Shad Khan go? We waited to see. The weekend wore on, the question unanswered, future uncertain. We watched Wild Card Weekend, realizing that it pays to work in advertising these days if you've landed the pizza account. And realizing, too, you can watch this.
Trophies are for people with self-esteem issues.
Who's Mr. Hubble?
That's Rod Hubble.
This.
Let's do it again. Watch me.
And this.
Thing I can do is wave my head and wave.
That's amazing. I've never seen anything like that.
And still laugh on day 2 of a long football weekend the same as you did on day 1. Late on Sunday after too much chili, too little sleep, and way too much Twitter, our question in Jaguars land remained unanswered. And to the frustration of some followers, it remains unanswered 2 days later. Who will be named general manager? What does the future hold for the Jaguars organization? For now, perhaps only Shad Khan knows. And for now, we wait. We wait. Oh, the wife. Yeah, for now we wait.